And you know, why we tell that rhinoplasty is the most difficult plastic surgery? Because it is a three-dimensional surgery. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Rhinoplasty Podcast with me, Dr. Cameron McIntosh. We're very excited in season three that we are doing face-to-face interviews. And this session comes from Brussels at the European Rhinoplasty Course. It is such a pleasure to have one of my great friends on the podcast, all the way from Iran, who's also on the faculty here, come to visit us in South Africa before, and is possibly one of the most under-the-radar endonasal surgeons in the world. Ali, great to have you here.
Thank you very much, Cam. Good morning. Thank you very much for your kind invitation. As you told, I visited your beautiful country. I have very good memory from you, your hospitality and your very beautiful country, your course, your congress, and hopefully we can visit again your beautiful country. Thank you very much for your invitation.
Awesome. So, Ali, tell the listeners, who are you and how do you end up doing the amazing rhinoplasties that you do?
As you told, my name is Ali Reza. My family name is Mesbahi. I'm from Iran, Shiraz. My city is located in the southwest of our country. We have four separate seasons. And the Shiraz is the capital culture of Iran. If you want to visit the history of the Persia, you must come to Iran. Yeah. To come to Shiraz and visit the Persepolis,
yeah.
That it belongs to 2,500 years ago. And it's the place that the starts of the civilization of the world. And you know, the reality of our country is totally different from you can see in media.
Yeah.
So very welcome you and all of my friends from all parts of the world.
How big is Shiraz? How many people?
We have around 2 million. Wow. 2 million. And Shiraz is one of the five large cities of our country. We have Tehran, Shiraz, Isfahan, Mashhad, Tabriz. These are very large cities. Yeah. Our capital is Tehran, but Shiraz is very famous regarding the weather, regarding the culture, regarding the attractive places, sightseeing. So very welcome to our country and city.
And medically, who are you? What did you study or how did you go about it?
Yes, you know, I'm basically otorhinolaryngologist and head and neck surgeon. I received my board certificate in ENT and head and neck surgery in Iran. Then I received my fellowship, the facial plastic surgery in the United States and in the University of Pennsylvania. And then I received my international board and European boards for certification in facial plastic and reconstructive surgery also in 2014, I think. So my field of interest is in all parts of the face, but my major focus is regarding rhinoplasty, otoplasty, blepharoplasty, feeders, neurotoxins, chin augmentation. So these are my field of interest. But the major field of interest is nose by endonasal
technique. You're a bit of a nose geek. Like you also come from quite a medical family.
Yes, we are three. And I have a sister that my sister is dentist. And her specialty is pediatric dentistry. Yeah. Her husband is urologist and his subspecialty is in endourology and laparoscopic surgery. And I have a brother that he is orthopedic surgeon and his fellowship and subspecialty is regarding spine surgery.
Wow. Wow.
So we are three and all of us in a medical work and medical group.
Yeah. Now, Ali, you do two things quite a lot. The one is obviously you're a passionate teacher and you go to many conferences around the world and you keep on really doing incredible teaching. But the other thing that I find remarkable is that you're actually in a way, a traveling surgeon. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes, I'm a traveling surgeon also. You know, the Arabic countries are very near to our country. And my city is very near to Arabic countries also, to Dubai, to Kuwait, to Oman, to Qatar. And I have a lot of patients from these Arabic countries that visited me since many years back. And many of them ask me, Ali, is it possible to come to visit our country to operate, for example, for my sister, my brother, my friend? I was thinking at the time. So I decided to have a job, not as a full time, as a part time. So since 6 years ago, I had a very good job in Oman, and I like the Omani peoples. I have now job in Dubai also, you know, because the anatomy of the nose in our region is very similar. All of the Middle Eastern noses, we have similar problems. Most of us, we have thick skin, hump and droopy tip. And these are the typical nose of the Middle Eastern and Persian nose. And, you know, your noses in the South Africa is totally different from our country. And, you know, the noses of here in the Europe is totally different from our country. And, you know, we must have our own techniques. Some of the techniques that work for the European patients doesn't work for us, for me and you. And it's a mistake from some of my patients, and your patients for sure also.
Yeah.
They bring the picture and the portrait of some of the, for example, actress from the Europe countries, and they want to be the same nose. It's impossible because the anatomy of the nose is totally different. So one of the reasons that I decided to go and work to another countries was that the similarity of our ethnicity and our techniques, it works for them very good also.
So you always like this enthusiastic bubbly guy, but surely there must be some things in the world around rhinoplasty that get you a little bit depressed. What are the things that make you sad sometimes around rhinoplasty?
In rhinoplasty, I want to tell you, I love rhinoplasty. And it's really, it's science, the combination of science and art.
Yes.
Really art. Yes. And you know, why we tell that rhinoplasty is the most difficult plastic surgery? Because it is a three-dimensional surgery. You know, during surgery, you must create beautiful a nose from side, from front, from below, from three quarters. So you must equalize everything. The most important things that recently I have a sad regarding my job and regarding the rhinoplasty are some things. Number one, very bad advertisements in the social media. You know, many pictures, unfortunate, in the social media, and many results are the fake results.
Yes.
And they are not real.
Yes.
This is the reason that I'm very sad, you know, because our job is totally different from the others, and we must just tell all of the reality to the patients, not to tell them some fake news, some fake pictures. And when the patients see some fake pictures, you can play everything very easily in your mobile phone by one click, just to change the shape by the Photoshop. So then you can put in the social media, and the patients think that, for example, Professor Cameron McIntosh can fix everything millimeter by millimeter. It's impossible. It's impossible. Yeah. So this is one of the reasons that I'm sad regarding what will happen in the future of the rhinoplasty, not only for a rhinoplasty, for all of the facial, especially facial plastic surgery. And number two, you know, you're a good surgeon, and you know that it's impossible to perform surgery for your patients in 40 minutes or in 1 hour. Mm. It's impossible. Mm. If you want to do surgery, if you want to perform good surgery for your patients, you must respect the time, you must respect just the patient And you know, it needs a lot of time to consider for the patient.
Yes.
So I cannot imagine, Ken, that how some of our colleagues perform 10 cases of rhinoplasty per day, seven cases of rhinoplasty per day. Oh,
yeah.
It's impossible. You're surgeon. I'm surgeon.
Yeah, yeah.
It's impossible. No, it's possible if you don't fix everything for the patient. It's very easy to open the nose, to put two sutures, do a stereotomy. That's it. And you and me, by this way, will create for our patients a lot of complications.
But also the patients paying you for that.
Exactly. The pain, exactly. Everything. Everything.
Yeah.
So... and the other thing can that I'm sad regarding the level of the education of our younger colleagues.
Yes.
You know, our younger colleagues, they think that only by watching one or two video clip in the YouTube, they can go to the operating room and they can perform surgery.
And
it is impossible.
Yeah.
It is impossible. Because you must know all of the techniques. Not only one technique works for all of your patients. You must know different techniques and you must choose the best technique for your patients. So it's my recommendation to my younger colleagues that please educate, 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 read the books, participate to this such as wonderful courses, hands-on courses, be, for example, with you that were a very expert surgeon in the operating room. They must see your hand. They must see my hand. They must visit many surgeons that they can start the surgery, and they must. It's my recommendation also come to all of my friends that you must like your patients such as your friends or family relatives.
There you go.
Not such as a patient that only you want to earn the money. It's not good. It's not our personality and it's not our job. We must respect to our patients, like them, such as our family. If we think by this way, I think many things will solve.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, you know, this is why I wanted to get Eddie on this podcast, because he is so on the button and so inspiring, and it's fantastic. I mean, here's a guy who really is crazy about noses, but he at the same time doesn't want to put out this false impression, etc. So, Eddie, listen, it's just so nice to chat to you, really nice to chat to you, and I think it's an inspiration for the listeners. And guys, if you really want to learn, you need to listen to these words of wisdom and go to Shiraz, where the wine comes from.
What's that?
Shiraz, where the wine comes from.
Yes, Shiraz wine.
Yeah, tell us. Oh, I've asked the last question. Tell us Shiraz.
Sure. You know, before revolution in our country, they processed the wine as Shiraz wine. It was originally from Shiraz, but after revolution in our country, because the processing of wine was prohibited and is prohibited in our country, they exported the grapes to another countries such as Australia, such as Italy, and they processed the wine such as the exact name Shiraz wine.
That's great. So, well, Eddie, thank you so much. Thank you for taking time out to be on the episode today, and go well.
Thank you very much, Cam, and many congratulations to you that organized this very unique just in interviews, podcast. For sure, it is very useful for us and for the listener in all parts of the world. Thank you very much, and many congratulations to you.
Thank you. So, guys, make sure you back on for next week's episode. Thanks for listening, and go and be a rhinoplasty geek.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back.